Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
26 to 11, Amanda Rando joins us now from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. How was the weekend?
Yeah, it was really good. We saw some A-grade performances over the weekend, trainers, drivers, as well as horses. So pretty exciting times. It all kicked off at Young last Friday, and driving honours there went to Doug Hewitt and his brother-in-law, Matty Roo, who each drove a double. Doug drove Cobbity Chic and Brad's Luck for his two winners, and that resulted in 50 wins for him since he's been driving. And for Matty, kicked off a big weekend for Matty, drove a few winners over the weekend, and now, because of those results, Matty is sitting on 797 wins. So just three shy of 800 wins for Matt. So I'm sure that's just around the corner for him. We also raced at Bankstown on Friday night. It was a small card, but a good one. And Blake Fitzpatrick, we caught up with him on the pace recently. And he was nearing a milestone, and he reached that at Bankstown on Friday night. He drove 1,900 winners thanks to Leonidas getting the cash, and thankfully he was one of my best bets of the program, Cozzy, and he got there. He won by a neck, so yeah, good for Blake, and great for Leonidas to bounce back into the winner's circle there. We headed to Newcastle Saturday night, and there were some good performances there as well. Young driver Jack Callaghan, he drove a double. Seems almost rare now if Jack isn't in the winner's circle up at Newcastle. He's been driving for less than a year, and he's already driven 32 winners, so he's going great. Jared Alshan, he also trained and drove a double, which would have been his first double in quite a while. And also a shout out to Warren Granger, who landed his first winner as a driver thanks to at West Point. Now, Warren, he's been driving since the mid-80s. He's 57, and that was his first winner as a trainer, second winner as a driver. So that was a remarkable feat.
Oops, we've lost Amanda there. We got you back. You're there? Yep, got you there. Yeah, it was a great effort, wasn't it?
I'm there, yes. Yeah, so it's great to see. That's what's so lovely about harness racing. You know, Warren's 57, been a hobbyist, and has been chipping away all these years, and lands his first winner at the age of 57. So that was great to see. At Menangle Saturday night, different story. Anthony Butt, he's no stranger to the winner's circle. He landed a treble. He was in great form. I think Kiwi drivers, Jack Traynor, he drove a couple of winners as well. So the Kiwi drivers certainly dominated at Menangle. But Anthony Butt, he won one of the main features on the program. He took out the Group 3 Bull I Trotters Cup with Sassy Pants. And Sassy Pants, that was a huge effort by her. She's an upcoming mare. She, certainly has stacks of ability, and that's obviously been proven now. But it was a jump up in grade from her, and she's won six of her eight starts this season, and that was her second group win in Australia. So she's being sent for a well-deserved spell now. The New South Wales Trotters Derby was also run and won. Young Victorian trainer Ben Aubron, he's a French trainer. He's only 27 years old, and that was his second winner as a trainer thanks to Zebek getting the cash there, causing a bit of an upset as well at odds of around $30. Congratulations to Ben. That's a great way to land your second winner in a group race. And driver Jack McKinnon, he hasn't driven too many winners either. I think that was about his second or third win as a driver. So I'm sure those boys were celebrating hard on Saturday night. And there was also the Pacers Group 3 Bulleye Pacers Cup, which was taken out by Cash and Flow and Todd McCarthy for trainer Craig Cross. Now, Cash and Flow will probably be heading up to Queensland for the Winter Carnival now. He's sort of bounced back to form, rated 151 and change. It was a pretty slick win. He led all the way to get the cash there. So that was good. And also at Menangle on Saturday night, Josh Gallagher, another young driver who's just driving winner after winner since obtaining his license. He won at Menangle with Bronski Bell, a horse trained by Kerri-Ann Morris, and that was Josh's first win, Metropolitan win at Menangle. He's won at Menangle before, but first Metro win on a Metro card. So that was another great feat. We headed to Parks on Sunday, and there were some good results there as well. Matty Roo drove another double, so that edged him closer to the 797 wins that he's on now. And there are a few other good performances. Peter Wright trained his first winner in some time with Little Hat. And, yeah, then the wins were shared throughout the program with other trainers from the Western District. So, yeah, it was a really nice weekend for trainers and drivers earning, you know, reaching some special milestones. For the week ahead, Cozzy as well. Oh, before I jump into that, I've got to mention the APG finals at Albion Park on Saturday night. Gillyby Nitro took out the Colts and Geldings, and he was just sensational. He rated 152.6, which is just incredible. And he is heading back down south to Victoria, but then will head hopefully head back to New South Wales for the Breeders' Challenge. And out of the fillies, very well-bred filly, Pelosi, she won the APG fillies final. She's out of the mare for Dear Life. She was bred and owned by Wayne Honan, and for Dear Life was a great racehorse, and now she's producing some good horses on the track as well. So that was good to see. And yeah, the week ahead, main feature races are at Menangle on Saturday night, and it's all sort of aimed for the fairer sex. We've got the Group 3 Brazilian Stakes for the mares, and we've also got the Pink Diamond Stakes. So they're the sort of two main features there, as well as the Group 3 3-year-old Trotters Foundation Series final. So continuing on those trot features, Cozzy. So that's what we've got to look forward to at Menangle on Saturday night.
Fantastic. Good on you, Amanda. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. You sure will.
Amanda Rando, and on the pace, it is 19 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.